Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 1 Timothy 1, the verses 12 to 14. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12 to 14. I thank Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength, that he considered me trustworthy, appointing me to his service. Even though I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man, I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. My theme for reflection is grace that gives confidence beyond shame and suffering. Grace that gives confidence beyond shame and suffering. I sometimes think that life is a bit like walking into a meeting late. You spend the first few moments wondering what you've missed and hoping no one noticed your awkward entrance. In many ways, that is how we carry our past, aware of what we got wrong, unsure how it still shapes how others and even God see us. Into that quiet insecurity, 1 Timothy 1 verse 12 to 14 speaks with remarkable hope. Paul writes to Timothy not from comfort, but from the shadow of suffering and imprisonment. The early church was facing pressure, misunderstanding, and at times persecution. Yet Paul insists that suffering for the gospel is not failure, nor is it shame. Instead, it becomes the very place where God's power is revealed, the power to bring life from death as seen in Christ. And then Paul does something deeply personal. He reminds Timothy and us that he himself was once a blasphemer, a persecutor, and a violent man. His past was not respectable, it was deeply troubling. Yet he says, I was shown mercy, and the grace of our Lord overflowed. Notice the word overflowed. Grace is not measured out carefully. It pours beyond our expectations and beyond our deserving. This is especially meaningful in Lent. Lent calls us to face our brokenness honestly, but not hopelessly. It teaches us that confession is not the end of the story. Grace is. We are not asked to deny our past, but to allow God to redeem it. Bonhoeffer once wrote that when Christ calls a man, he bids him come and die. This is not a call to despair, but to transformation. It is the death of the old identity shaped by guilt, pride, or fear, and the birth of a new life rooted in grace. Paul embodies this. The man once defined by violence becomes the man entrusted with the gospel. Scripture itself balances this truth. In 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9, Paul writes, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Grace does not remove weakness or suffering, it redefines them. What once seemed like disqualification becomes the very ground where God's strength is revealed. Consider a simple story to illustrate this. A man named Joseph had lost his job after a series of poor decisions. For months, he carried not just financial strain but deep shame. He avoided friends, withdrew from church, and quietly concluded that he had failed beyond repair. One evening during a Lenten service, he heard the words, Grace overflowed. Something shifted. Slowly, he began to speak again, to reconnect, to serve in small ways. Months later, he found himself mentoring others who had faced similar setbacks. What once silenced him became the very place from which he could speak life. This is the quiet miracle of grace. It gives us confidence not because we are flawless, but because God is faithful. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where in your life do you still carry shame that God is inviting you to release into His grace? Number two, how might your past struggles become a source of encouragement to someone else? And now our practical exercise for the day. Reach out to someone who may be struggling. Offer a listening ear, a word of encouragement, or a simple prayer, allowing God's comfort in you to flow to them. Gracious God, we thank you that your grace is greater than our past and stronger than our suffering. In this Lenten season, teach us to face our weaknesses without fear and to trust in your transforming power. Where we feel shame, speak your mercy. Where we feel weak, reveal your strength. And help us to live with quiet confidence in the gospel you have entrusted to us. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore.